A bid to tear down six homes on and close to Coquitlam's Austin Avenue and build two six-story housing complexes is being put on hold. It's the second time in a month that the city's council and committee has pumped the brakes on a pre-application because of two studies underway by municipal planners. In the latest bid, which came before local politicians today, October 16, for feedback, Laidler Development Lands Inc. is proposing to assemble the following lots for redevelopment: 902, 910 and 916 Austin Avenue, 909 and 917 Charland Avenue, 445 Joyce Street. The company is making the pitch on behalf of five Austin Heights owners whose land is west of the Blue Mountain Baptist Church and east of Lord Baden-Powell Elementary. 1,162,062 BC Limited. Ramon Jackson, William Laidler, Hesik Hong, Jacqueline and James Wynkomb. A site map of the Laidler Development Lands Inc. proposal to assemble six lots in Coquitlam, along or near Austin Avenue. By City of Coquitlam. But while councillors say they like what's on the table, most weren't comfortable with advancing the bid as the city's Southwest Housing Review, SWHR, and corridor study are not yet complete. The Laidler pre-application comes a year after City Council deferred the remaining neighborhood pockets in the SWHR for further review, as well as the technical analysis, called the Community Baseline, for major arterial routes. The Laidler site is in what's called in the SWHR as the Charland Joyce neighborhood pocket and is along one of Coquitlam's busiest corridors. Studies to conclude this year. Genevieve Bucher, Coquitlam's Director of Community Planning, told the committee that the two studies are expected to wrap by the end of the year. But she also warned the BC government is expected to come down with new legislation soon that allows all single-family lots in the province to have up to four homes, further complicating the city's housing choices policy and putting pressure on existing infrastructure, such as roads and utilities, as well as hospitals, schools, parks and civic facilities. Craig Hodge said although the Laidler plan may look good on paper, it's ahead of its time, just like last month's infill proposal by David Eaton Architect, which wants to change the official community plan and rezoning at 1591 and 1611 Austin Avenue to build 17 townhomes. Hodge said granting approvals as city studies are being done sends the wrong message to developers, the housing market and the neighborhood. Hodge added he's against spot rezoning in the study areas at this time. Trish Mandewo asked what council could do to move the studies faster, noting the frustration on council with delaying development bids. But Brent Asmundson said the community planning division is short-staffed and applicants need to sit tight until the city reviews are done. We have active planning going on in the neighborhood, Robert Mazzarolo added. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I think it's the cart before the horse on this one. And Mayor Richard Stewart said while the proposed project may be a good fit for the neighborhood, we're just not at the point where council can okay an OCP land use change. Still, Dennis Marsden said the city is missing opportunities as the desired outcome is for higher density along Austin Avenue for more affordable homes close to public transit and shops. I think we're chasing this now rather than being ahead of it, he said, referring to the length of time to finish the studies. Meanwhile, city staff also raised concerns about three surrounding properties not being included in the Laidler proposal. 918 Austin Avenue, 922 Austin Avenue, 927 Charland Avenue. Without consolidation of the full block, the proposal would result in a disconnected segment of medium-density apartment residential designated lands, which staff do not support, wrote Chris McBeath, Coquitlam's acting director of development services, in his report to committee.